Now, over the past couple of weeks, you would have noted that that's a conversation that we've been having, that incidents of malware attacks are constantly on the increase. Millions of people, having breaches occurring in their companies and their emails and their personal persons. And with so many attacks, I suppose that the conversation now is no longer if you are going to be breached. It's a question of when it's going to happen. However, it still seems like the president is putting up a fight, because during the State of the Nation address, President Cyril Ramaphosa mentioned that there was going to be various ways where government is going to be addressing crime. And according to the president, there will be specialized SEPSA investigations. They're also establishing a crime detention or detection university in Hammanskraal. And so specialist sales executives in security at T-Systems South Africa joins you now. That is Lucas van der Merwe. Lucas, good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Good morning. Yes, thanks for having me.
Lucas, it's interesting times we live in, though. But, I mean, how prepared is the South African government in terms of cyber attacks?
That's a very interesting question. I'll answer it first by an analogy I use just to relate cybercrime in general. So, in my mind, if I look at how grossly inadequate all governments have been across the history of mankind in addressing crime in the physical world, I'm not terribly excited about the prospects of addressing crime in cyberspace. And I think what I mean to say by that is there will always be those that are more prepared, more crafty, and more sophisticated that will evade law enforcement. But there's a lot of work taking place at the moment, moving in the right direction. And in the case of South Africa specific, we've identified the gaps in legislation, so the Cybercrime Bill, which would hopefully be in force fairly soon, will go a long way towards creating a platform with which we can fight cybercrime. Similarly, the Protection of Personal Information Act, that needs to be put into practice still, but it's a very well-drafted act and it covers the right points.
I suppose it's no use just having an act and not following up on it. But you talk about governments moving in the right direction. And I mean, we've had the announcement by the president in his State of the Nation address. What is the purpose of the Crime Detection University and how will it operate and function?
That's one I'm not entirely qualified to answer. The little bit I know about that was it's more about enabling our police force to deal with the crimes we face in the country today. And I've seen very little evidence that it would look at cybercrime. So I think we'd need to have a look and see first whether that would be included in the mandate.
Now, talking about that, so I think one would argue and say that, but our police don't necessarily have the expertise to address cybercrimes. Maybe let me ask you as an expert, we're talking government, we're talking the private sector. Are you confident that we have the expertise in the country to address cybercrimes?
I do believe we have the expertise. They may exist in pockets, but we definitely have the expertise to address cybercrime. What we need to do is to have all of these experts and organizations work together. So as we stand today, for example, there is absolutely no law that forces any organization to deploy any form of cybersecurity, nor is there any responsibility on them to report to any level of detail if they are breached. From a consumer point of view, that's rather concerning. The Protection of Personal Information Act would take care of a lot of those challenges. But as we stand right now, as much as we are told by all institutions to safeguard our data, there are no obligations on them to do the same.
If you've just joined the conversation, thank you so very much for being part of the conversation on 021-446-0567. 7 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock, and you're listening to the voice of Lucas van der Merwe, specialist sales executive in security from T-Systems South Africa. We are talking about cyber crimes or cyber attacks, if you want to call it that. Now, as the conversation goes into you, as you would have heard over the past couple of weeks, the conversation here is that cyber attacks are going to happen. It's not a question of if they're going to happen. It's a question of when they are going to be happening. And so that's the conversation we have on this show. Are you prepared or are you secured as a company? Are you sure that you are where you need to be in terms of protecting yourselves against cyber attacks? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Lucas, there's private companies and then there's government altogether. Is there one better equipped than the other one, and who's better at it so far in terms of stopping cyber attacks?
It would probably sound like I'm trying to sell one element, but in any case, you know what? Right now, I would say there are a number of organizations in South Africa that is far better prepared than anybody else. We only have to look towards the financial services sector to see some examples of exemplary cybersecurity controls being in place. Unfortunately, breaches still happen. I always remind people that no system is impenetrable and no security solution is infallible. Given the frequency and sophistication of attacks nowadays, it is just a question of when and not if. But there are a number of organizations, and as I noted, especially in the financial service sector, who's making the right investments and who's deploying the appropriate technology to ensure not only that their businesses are not disrupted, but that their customers' data remain private and that their own intellectual property remains confidential.
And so if there are business owners that are listening right now, Lucas, that are listening to this conversation, they think to themselves that they need to do something. I suppose the question is, where do I start and what timeline should I be working with?
The timeline is a bit of a relative concept. Where to start? I remind businesses, all businesses today, that cybersecurity needs to be elevated to a management level, to the highest level in the organization. This is no longer, and hasn't been for a while, a technology challenge. It's about business risk management. It's about data protection. And these concerns should be addressed by the decision makers in the organization. And to start off, one needs to understand where those crown jewels are. Where is the data that you need to protect, that which is confidential to your organization, that which is private to your customers, or that which would disrupt your operations? You need to understand where that is, who has access to it, how it's being used, and then start building the appropriate controls in layers around that. Now, most organizations do have the basics in place, at the very least, the perimeter protection and the endpoint protection, which is our firewalls and antivirus. There are a myriad of technologies in between those that can, and in often cases, should be added on top of. But as I say, start off with identifying what you need to protect, and then work your way out based on the specific risks relevant to your organization. And most importantly, this is a point that I try and get across often. Technology in itself will not address the problem. All that we can do from a technological point of view, that your CIO or your chief information security officer, if you have such, could effectively do, is to a large degree advise and then automate policies once these policies have been enacted by the organization. So it's critically important as an organization to have the appropriate policies in place in terms of how risks are managed and how it, data and systems should be protected. Then it's fairly simple for the technology teams to take those policies and effectively program them into the systems that we use to protect ourselves and automate these functions to the extent that we improve our resilience.
Lucas, from your side then, any parting words that you'd like to have for the listeners?
For the listeners, in broader terms, I always say, be vigilant, be careful. Cybercrime is escalating at an exponential rate. The sophistication is increasing on a daily basis. And it's upon all of us, businesses and individuals, to educate ourselves in terms of the risks that we face and make sure that we have taken appropriate care to protect ourselves.
Lucas, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. Do have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. That is Lucas van der Merwe, Specialist Sales Executive at T-Systems South Africa.